Last week, I reported that the head of the Senate, Lieutenant Governor Patrick, released committee assignments for the legislative session. In reporting such, I mentioned that I was not alone in noting that this session's odd boy out was clearly Kel Seliger of Amarillo, who lost the gavel of the much-lobbied Higher Education Committee and was moved over as chairman of the Senate Agriculture Committee. Simply observing that such happened and mentioning that it was no surprise that it happened to Seliger, no conservative he, was about all the mention I thought it deserved. But then Emma Platthoff of the Texas Tribune reported on Friday that she had spoken with Seliger, who claimed many in his district are feeling dismayed and disrespected by his being moved to chairman of the Ag Committee. After his whining to the press, Seliger took exception to the spot-on-reply quote given the media by Sherry Sylvester, who's a key advisor to Dan Patrick. Sylvester rightly said, "If Senator Seliger believes serving as chair of the Agriculture Committee, a critical committee for West Texas and all of rural Texas, is beneath him, he should let us know and the lieutenant governor will appoint someone else." Seliger then criticized Sylvester and said, "I have a recommendation for Ms. Sylvester and her lips in my back end." Poor Kel, for all his self-belief and overt arrogance, he has demonstrated once again that he is not nearly as smart as he thinks himself to be, and has made himself the first self-promoted sad sack soap opera story of the session. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.